Katie, can we have another look at your triple bounce pike jump?
Lainey's just jumping out of the water. Just talk us what she's doing here and how she's using that board.
All right, so she's hopping up on the board first and she needs to move the fulcrum, which is the wheel, to how bouncy she needs the board in order to get the maximum amount of power and use out of the board.
Yeah.
And now she's standing up, making sure that she's got the right body position to get the height that she needs. Push! In order to go up and get the body position we want.
So that's off the 1 meter?
That's off 1 meter. And then we've got the 3 meter boards, which obviously gives you an extra height, but the kids are able to tackle some more challenging dives with the room that they have.
That wheel, the fulcrum, you said that makes it springy or less springy?
Yeah, it does. So it can adjust to people's body height, body weight, how much power they're getting throughout their hurdle. All the kids, like humans, we're all a little bit different, so they have their preferences of certain dives and certain groups. But they give all of them a go. Some of them are a little bit more comfortable with the springboards than the platforms.
Yeah.
And then some of our divers are a little bit more experienced than others.
Yeah.
But they give it all a go. Head up. And this is one of our beginner divers, and she's learning the mechanics of how to use the board, which is the benefit of the triple bounce.
Now, you've been in this sport for a long time. When did you start?
I started diving in 1999. I was very fortunate that I walked past a diving pool and my dad worked at the school and the opportunity opened up for me through walking past.
And you're still diving?
I like to give it a go, yes.
What's your division now? And tell us about, you know, how far have you gone with diving in the past?
In the past, I've always competed at an age level at nationals and I still manage to do that at the moment, which is great. I just enjoy diving for the sake of seeing what I can do as an older, mature athlete. And, you know, seeing the future generations come through and coaching them and judging them is great.
I mean, when you say older, mature athlete, you're only like 32 or something.
I'm 35, but I'm definitely the other side of what a diver should be age-wise.
Are there any mountains to climb, any, you know, major goals that you still want to topple as a diver?
As a diver, no, I just enjoy pushing what my body can do. But as an official and as a coach, I've got some dreams.
What are they?
One day I would love to be an Olympic judge. That has been a long-standing dream for a long time. And I would love to see what prioritising safety in our local community through having new diving boards has for the future of our sport, to see what it's going to give these kids.
And you've done that yourself with your own sweat?
No, I've had a lot of help.
Yeah.
Eric and Gillian and members of our committee and the community itself has been huge.
But you wrote the grant.
I did write the grant, yes.
How satisfying is that?
It's unimaginable. I'm still digesting what it means.
Eric Brooker is a former head coach and committee member at the Hunter United Diving Academy. He says the new 1 and 3 metre springboards will attract more diving events to Newcastle. So the 1 metre springboards and the 3 metres have needed replacing for quite a while, and that has meant there was an opportunity to have the country diving championships here in January. That couldn't go ahead because of the condition?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's more with the diving conditions, especially for springboard. The boards need to have good grip because once you had a bit of moisture on your feet as you do diving into the water, it can be quite slippery and dangerous. So the conditions currently, these boards, most of them are at least 20 years old and they should be replaced on a more regular basis. And unfortunately, it seems to me that council have shifting that responsibility over to the clubs to try and do, and we've been fortunate enough to get a grant this year which we're going to get all the boards replaced, but unfortunately it's come a little bit late for country championships for next year, but hopefully in 2023 we'll get them back.
The club itself kicked in about $5,000. Where did the rest of the money come from?
Yeah, that's right. So the club contributed $5,000. We were lucky enough to get sponsorship from Diving New South Wales, who they contribute also another $5,000. And the rest of the funding came through New South Wales Office of Sport, so which we're grateful for that. So that was around about $65,000. And the ongoing support from our local member here in Wallsend, Sonia Hornery, who rang us the other day to tell us the news of the $65,000 grant. So It's fantastic. So we thank them all for their support. It's amazing to get this sort of money to do the repairs that we need to this facility and upgrade it.